Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Katie Weaver Show. This is Katie. I'm your host. I'm so happy to be here. If you are listening to an archive or a replay, I also want to welcome you to the show. I'll be honest, I'm not sure that this is coming across the 12radio.co broadcaster. If it is, if you wouldn't mind dropping me a note in the chat room, that would be amazing. Speaking of the chat room, you can find that by heading over to 12radio.com. Click on the chat button and you'll be redirected into the Facebook chat. You will find my banner right at the top of the page for the Katie Weaver Show. You are welcome to comment there. I'll see your comments. I'm also live streaming this event, and you can find that by heading over to 12radio, or sorry, you can find that by heading over to YouTube or Facebook and look for Katie Weaver Domestic Mystic, and you could watch rather than listen. So it's all good. It's all up to you. You're in charge. Not on 12radio. Yeah, I have no idea why. It won't let me connect. So I guess we won't be on 12radio today, which is an announcement I guess no one will hear. But at any rate, actually, let me drop a little note in the chat room quickly for those folks. Not coming over the airwaves. Not sure why. Please join me on the live stream. Sorry, you guys. Thank you for being patient with me always. Yeah, I don't know what. No, there's a banner on Facebook now. It was a couple seconds late, Tiff, but it's there now. But yeah, I don't know why this is happening. At any rate, if one of you wouldn't mind sharing, Tiffany, will you share the link to the live stream in the chat room for me? I would appreciate that so much. I can't really find it while I'm on it. Okay, well, that's the housekeeping. But we are here. So, and I do want to apologize for not being here last week. You may have noticed, if you're friends with me on Facebook, or if you read Luminous last week, I was not here because we have a missing person in our family currently. And Scott and I took that day as an opportunity to go out and join a search. Where he's missing from is a few hours from us, and so it's not something we can just like drop everything and go do every day. And Tuesday last week was the day that made sense for us to go. And so we had to go, and we spent the entire day searching in an area called Palisades, and we didn't find, unfortunately, a single thing. And unfortunately, we are on 13 days missing now, and we have absolutely nothing to go on. We know roughly where he is. What we don't know is exactly where he is. And unfortunately, he's in a very vast, wildernessy area that has very little cell phone service. And it's really dire. So I'm going to tell you just a little bit about him, just to keep him and his family in your thoughts. I'm talking about my cousin Jill's husband, Paul. Jill and Paul have been married for longer than Scott and I have, so I would say he's been in our family for about 30 years. And he's a dad and a husband and a grandpa and a brilliant scientist and just a super, super cool dude. Really always loved Paul. Very good guy. And he had a TBI this summer. He got in a really bad four-wheeler accident a few months ago that really clobbered him. And he ended up having to have an emergency surgery and have his skull opened up to let his brain swell. And since then, he has not really been himself. And unfortunately, two Wednesdays ago, he spoke on the phone to one of his daughters. His kids are all young adults, about the same age as mine. And he spoke to one of his daughters and was incoherent. And she was worried, and they started trying to figure out where he was, because unfortunately, he was driving. And that's the last anyone has heard from him. There were a couple of shots from gas stations. He's in a really tiny, tiny town, a teeny area, extremely rural. There were a couple of shots of him from a gas station where he was purchasing fuel. And then we did learn about a week after he went missing from the from law enforcement that they were finally able to get the final ping on his car from the theft protection from Honda, that he was on a road that is called Montpelier Canyon Road. This is an extremely rural place. It's a dirt road. There is no cell service. There is a reservoir there. There are a billion little offshoot roads that go up into the hills and the mountains. We're talking about a really, really hard place to search. And that's exactly where we thought he was. It's where people have been searching. Law enforcement has been really good. The BLM has been really good. Search and rescue, and of course, family and friends. They've lived in their same house in their same town for like 30 years. So they, you know, are well established, know lots of people. And people have been looking, hunting high and low. There is just no sign of him. The car. There's no sign of the car. It's a white Honda. Even on that terrain, it should stand out. There isn't any snow up there yet, but it's cold. It's cold. And, you know, I mean, everybody wants to hope and pray for the best, but at this point, it unfortunately feels more and more like a recovery mission than anything. Really, really sad for his family, for his wife and kids. I can't even imagine coming into Thanksgiving. I spoke briefly with Jill last night, and she, with a couple of resources, because of the true crime work Christy and I do, we know of groups in the area that do different kinds of searches, you know, and so we had made a couple of suggestions, and luckily they actually had a helicopter search commencing today, and that was my thought. I think the only way to find the car is going to be in the air, so that's what they're doing. And anyway, that's what's going on with that. So if you've seen me post about it, or if you noticed that I was not here last week because of it, that's what's going on. And I just don't even know what to say at this point. It's just really sad. So we have remote viewed Sid. We've looked into the situation psychically, Six Ways to Sunday. We know the area he's in. It's just, this is a needle in a haystack where he's at. And so it's just trying to figure it out. Unfortunately, this is an area that gets extensively hunted. And were it like a month earlier, we would hope that some hunters might come across the car. But it's hunting season's closed now. So yeah. So sad situation, but I will keep you abreast. But if you wouldn't mind just adding Jill and her kids to your prayers, your altars, your thoughts, your daily work, I would appreciate that immensely. So this is my dad's brother's daughter and her husband, in case you're curious how they're related to us. So that's what's up. Yeah. Okay. Well, we do have plenty of things to talk about. Tiffany, thank you so much for doing that. We are in a very, very weird energy. Yeah. Yesterday was just intense all over the map. Weird high energy, at least. I feel like I'm getting plenty done. It's just getting myself motivated enough to do it. Yeah. But at any rate, Tiffany, thank you so much for doing that. So this week, though, has felt a lot more anxious and worried, and I'm hearing that from a lot of you guys the last couple of days, that you have a lot of things you're feeling worried and concerned about and worried about in lots of different ways. So know that you are not alone. That seems to be kind of a vibe this week. And for all of us in the U.S. that may or may not celebrate Thanksgiving, there's a lot to do, right? I We brought Matea home with us. We were in Boise over the weekend and brought Matt home with us. And Mars is on her way home as we speak from her school. And Micah is coming home tomorrow as soon as he gets off work. So we'll have the whole clan here. All the dogs are already here. So that's that's something. And my poor little Rico, everyone, if you wouldn't mind holding space for Rico, he is currently having dental surgery. Last week, his little face puffed up. He had a little thing on his cheek. And I thought, this looks like an abscess tooth. And he's 10 going on 11. So, you know, makes sense. So we went to the vet. I called the vet and they couldn't get him in for a week. And I was like, but he has an abscess tooth or something. Like he has something growing on his face. And they were like, okay. We'll see him in a week then. And I was like, I don't think he can wait that long. So luckily we got on the cancellation list. Our vet's right around the corner from our house. And they called me Thursday and said, hey, we've got a cancellation. How soon could you come? So we took him in then. Our vet is the sweetest guy. And he walked in the room. He hadn't even examined him yet. He just saw him in Scott's arms and he went, oh, an abscess tooth. So indeed. So he had a plan to have surgery today. So Matea and I had to drop him off at the vet at 8, feeling, you know, like the biggest assholes on the planet. they're so good to him there, though. Our vet is, they're insanely expensive, but they're so worth it because they're just so good. And they're so good to the animals. So at any rate, we had some pretty awesome people in pet watching while we waited to check him in this morning. Because on surgery mornings, everyone's supposed to have their critter there about 8. Plus, people were bringing dogs in for boarding. Anyway, we saw some darling, this cute little bulldog named Biscuit. Biscuit was 4 months old. She had big green eyes. My God, she was beautiful. And her mom was so funny and cute with her. Anyway, we had a good time loving on little Biscuit and a little Frenchie named Bean, little blue Frenchie. She was there to get spayed. My hell, she was cute. Anyway, so we didn't have a bad time at the vet, but Rico, who's not going to be the happiest guy, the vet said that he was going to require multiple extractions. So sad, but he'll be a happier guy then. And we had to get that out, you know. Actually, the abscess looked much better this morning. He hardly had the lump, but I went, No, this has to happen. We can't just keep playing with fire. I already think we waited too long and I don't like that. So anyway, thanks for all the love to Rico. Appreciate it. And here we are. So I hope that you guys are going to have some kind of festivities this week that are right for you. I am completely aware that holidays are not, especially these holidays, are certainly not joyful for everyone. And hi, Tay. And that this is definitely a time that, you know, can bring on a lot of stress and heartache and grief, as well as some joy and some magic, hopefully. But I'm not going to pretend like, you know, this is just all tidings of comfort and joy for everybody. It isn't. And let's be really real about that. That's okay. So I want to pull up Luminous if you subscribe. Hopefully you already received it. It went out about an hour and a half ago, but it seems to me like tech is super weird. Mercury's getting ready to go retrograde again, and I kind of feel like technology hit the ground running a little early because tech is really weird today, the last couple of days. So anyway, hopefully you already received Luminous, but if you didn't, I put a link in the chat room, and I'm going to share my screen here. So we can talk about it. All right. Well, obviously, I had to do a cornucopia for Thanksgiving on my cover. I've called the magazine this week the Thankful Vibes Edition because, well, obviously, it's Thanksgiving. And for me, Thanksgiving is all about gratitude. I think that gratitude is one of the most unsung heroes in manifesting, in happiness, in fulfillment. And I think that it's something that we all can throw a little bit more of our energy into, or just, you know, remember a little bit more as we go throughout our lives. Gratitude, an attitude of gratitude, is an incredible way to attract more of the things you want into your life. So I put together an article for you here about gratitude. So gratitude isn't just a warm and fuzzy feeling. It's a mindset. And it truly is. It is a mindset. When you are acting in an attitude of gratitude, or when you have a mindset of gratitude, it's a lot easier to find the joy in the mundane, in the stressful, in the whatever situation you might find yourself in. To me, throughout, you know, various hardships in my life, gratitude is the thing that got me through it. And so it is something that I feel really passionate about. And for me, it's what Thanksgiving really is. So let's talk about a few reasons why gratitude is a great way to change your life. Positive energy attracts positive results. Look, I'm never going to be the guy who is like, don't think that, don't say that. Have your feelings. Feel your feelings. My God. We don't need to be the feelings buried alive, never die generation all over again. We absolutely don't. But you don't have to unpack your bags and live there either, right? If you're angry, be angry. If you're sad, be sad. But do incorporate a practice into your life of positivity. It doesn't have to be toxic positivity that you can't be anything but positive all the time. Again, that's not healthy either. But on the flip side, if that's, you know, more of your mindset than the negative, I feel like we are happier that way. So I think there's a balance there. But it is true that positive energy does attract positive results. So just focusing on things that make you happy, that you can feel positive about more than the negative things in your life, I think is a good policy. Gratitude is the law of attraction in action. Like attracts like. So expressing gratitude for your current circumstances also helps to, and I like the phrase, more of this or something better, right? We are manifesting, we're bringing in this or something better into our lives. A shift in perspective, this one. And this is a huge one, especially when you look at people around you who, not that it has to be on a measuring stick, but may have it a lot harder than you do. Again, it's still okay to acknowledge your situation and your feelings and the things you're going through, but it's pretty wild when you see somebody who clearly has nothing but are giving. Or people who clearly are suffering and struggling, but are still taking care of other people's needs, you know, joyfully or whatever it is. That's always really, really humbling to me. I love looking at, on the internet, people that are giving TED Talks or other kinds of talks that have enormous personal struggles in their lives that still have something to share. They still have positivity. They still have a way to inspire. And I have an immense gratitude for that, because I think we all need perspective and shifts in perspective here and there in our attitudes, in our behaviors, for sure. Cultivating an abundance mindset. Gratitude definitely helps you to cultivate a mindset of abundance. Listen, it's easier to attract when you have, right? Well, it's hard to attract money when you don't have money, but then at the same time, you have other things. You have love. You have joy. You have spirit. You have intuition. You have friends. You have nature. You have health. You have whatever it is, you know, that you're grateful for, that you focus on. Focusing on those things and showing gratitude for those things helps to create more abundance in your life, helps to attract more this or something better. building stronger relationships. Gratitude isn't a solo endeavor, certainly not, right? Because gratitude frequently is directed towards other people in our lives that help to enrich us or be a teacher for us or just help us, support us, you know, in so many unsung ways and told ways. But expressing gratitude for other people really helps to build stronger relationships. Increased resilience. And I've talked about resilience so many times. I think if anything on the planet taught us more resilience, it was definitely COVID. Oh, we have a troll. Hold on. River Goddess, I seriously doubt you're actually listening, but don't ever do that in my chat again. And I know you won't because you're being blocked. Okay, sorry, guys. Super uncool. Okay. Hopefully that's the only one. Okay. I think COVID brought resilience more than anything. Resilience helps us to weather the storms. It helps us to also focus on the positive aspects. But the more resilient we are, I think the more we can cultivate happiness in our lives without being knocked completely down by stress and plot twists in our lives. Fostering a generosity feedback loop. I love this. The more we appreciate what we have, the more inclined we are to share our abundance with others. And of course, when you give, other people are encouraged to give, and it creates an incredible space for more abundance for everyone and more generosity and more kindness. And that always, to me, is so worth it. It's amazing to me how often people in kindness say, well, somebody did that for me and I wanted to do it for somebody else or whatnot. Pretty amazing. For everything we see in the world today, there's a lot of anger and hate and meanness going around. And we can't turn our backs to that because we have to stay aware. We have to protect ourselves. We have to know what's going on in the world. But by the same token, there's also so much good and so many people who do care, who are fighting for rights of others. They are fighting for basic general needs. Are you guys familiar with the YouTube sensation, Mr. Beast? Mr. Beast is a younger guy. He is like one of the most viral people on TikTok or on, yeah, well, TikTok too, but YouTube. He's made an unbelievable amount of money on his videos on YouTube. And a lot of times it is throwing money, giving money, spending money on people, giving money to his friends. He does set up all these like crazy ass challenges that people have to participate in to win money and stuff. And, you know, they're dumb and sometimes kind of dehumanizing or whatever, but he's a really generous kid. So recently he decided that what he wanted to do with a chunk of his money was install 100 wells in Africa. So he installed 100 wells in places where people were more than a mile away from fresh drinking water. And some of them were much more than a mile away from fresh drinking water. One of them was actually a hospital where women give birth that had no fresh water, but they had to walk to a river multiple times a day to try and bucket back enough water, transport enough water back to take care of the women, the mamas and the babies, schools that kids were only getting, you know, some of an education because they also had to walk to the river multiple times a day to bring more water. So he did that. 100 wells, complete with some maintenance built into them and some solar panels to run the electrical part of it. Oh, I thought I was muted. Sorry, guys. Cleared my throat in your ear. Rude. Anyway, but he did that in an attempt to bring more water to, or more, you know, wellness to the people in Africa. And insanely, he has caught quite a lot of hate for what he did. Hate. He just wanted more people to have access to clean water. People have attacked him for having like a white savior complex, things like that. And in an interview, he said that he expected that. He was prepared for the hate. But that he wanted to do something meaningful with some of his money. And he felt like making sure that more people had clean drinking water, because he believes that should be a right of all people. It was worth it. Worth the retaliation. Retaliation for doing such a good thing. The world is complicated. And people are complicated and strange. And it's hard to know sometimes what the mindset is about or why. But here we are. But I was really touched by that, actually. I mean, those wells will give an unbelievable amount of people access to free and clean drinking water. So, and you know that those are people who take excellent care of each other, who they're receiving generosity here, but you also know that they give a lot of it. So anyway, I thought that was a really cool story, and good on you, Mr. Beast. And why people are attacking you for that, well, if there's a reason, I don't understand it, but I'm not going to claim to. All right. Kelly in Bitch Scopes says, watch your step. She said, well, I'm just going to cut right to the chase, bitches. This week is a veritable landmine of frustrated energy and personal triggers. The energy on that builds slowly until next Monday. Sounds like fun. Oh, dear God. Yeah. Okay. Well, Cal. I don't know what Thanksgiving's going to be like in any of our houses. I think everyone's going to need to go outside and touch grass, take little breaks, find something to do. Thanksgiving will be fine. Since all the kids will be home, we're cramming a lot of things into one weekend. So, and also I have my dear cousin Amy home that has not been home for Thanksgiving in, I would say, a decade. So we have some extra plans with her and her husband. When they come home, we always have a family like card night and play games together and have fun. And so we're doing that. But we're also doing cookie day because the girls are home. And if we don't do it now, they'll just miss it because they won't be home again close enough to Christmas. Partly because we'll be in Boise celebrating Matea's graduation from college. So I have nothing to complain about. But we're doing cookie day on Saturday, so we're doing it all. It's going to be a wild weekend, but it's all good, I think. I'm excited. My contribution to cookie day, I'm going to do mini peppermint whoopie pies and Linzer tarts with some special jam. So I'm excited. Everybody, basically with our family cookie day, everybody brings a couple of different things that they're going to make and all of the ingredients. And then we pitch in and help each other. And we cook in Kara's kitchen because she has a big kitchen and lots of room. And once it's all made, then we bring lots and lots of containers so that we can box it all up and take it home and make cookie plates to, you know, if we're bringing like ones to share with our neighbors or our coworkers or whatnot, and send home with the kids. And anyway. It's a fun way to get a huge variety, and also we just have a really fun day. Wine will be had. We'll laugh a lot. We'll order Indian food. We'll listen to Christmas music. You know how my crowd rolls. it sounds like it's going to be quite the week, energetically, as it has kicked off, so we'll see. Jessica said, nobody has a problem with him giving away money, but they have a problem with him helping people this way. It's mind-boggling. Indeed. It is absolutely mind-boggling. Yep. Well, you know what Judge Judy always said. If you don't mind me quoting Judge Judy here for a minute, Judge Judy always said that no good deed goes unpunished. Very cynical of you, Judge Judy, but probably not wrong. My tip of the week, I brought you a 7-day gratitude challenge. First day, journal 3 things you're grateful for. Second day, make a list of your accomplishments. This is so hard for people. One time I was in a group of people that, a group of women, it was a women's group, and we were supposed to each bring some kind of an activity for the group to do. Well, a bit of magic, a little meditation, and some energy work, some something. So I brought a hand mirror and I handed it to the person next to me. And I said, I just want you to look in this mirror and tell yourself that you love you and one kind thing about yourself. I know it might be hard. Mirror work is hard. But I figured that most of the people in this group had probably never done mirror work before. But we were a close group. Like, I didn't feel like this was putting people, like, seriously on the spot with people they didn't know. We were all people that knew each other quite well. I told them, we're going to do it twice. We're going to do it twice. So this is just round one. I can't believe how hard that was for that group. The tears that were shed, the people who sat with the mirror for quite a while before they held it up to their face and said anything. I just wanted to introduce them to mirror work. I did not anticipate how hard that was going to be for some of them. Really hard. Wow. I don't regret doing it. And I heard from a lot of people. And the second round was easier for most of them. Quite a bit easier. I heard from a lot of them that they couldn't believe we did that. And they weren't prepared for that. How sad. How sad. That it was that triggering and that difficult for people to just say something kind to themselves. Sometimes I wonder about us. So make a list of your accomplishments. Be generous. Sit with it. But gratitude for yourself and for all that you have done in your life is absolutely called for. Celebrate how far you've come. Give yourself a glass of wine or that cookie or that new shirt or just that. Maybe you take a picture of something you've been doing and share it on social media or whatever you do to celebrate yourself, what you've done, how far you've come. Open the door for someone. It's small, but when you open the door for somebody, you smile at somebody, you never know if that might be the only kind word they have today. You might not know if you're the only person who has given them any attention whatsoever or hasn't just let the door slam in their face while they were loaded down with packages or whatever. It's a small one, but it's powerful. Get your bedroom organized. Oh, this is more than a one day for me. I don't know about you guys, but no. I should do it. I'd like to do it. I just don't ever feel like I have the energy to do it. I've asked my kids multiple times, hey, for my birthday, don't get me a gift. Give me a day of your time to help me organize my bedroom. Maybe do some painting, you know, like do some things because my room needs some attention. It never happens. But anyway, that's a great one. Maybe that one specifically for me. Donate unused clothing. That's a great one. Or other things. Always donate. Always donate what you have. What you can. Write a few notes of gratitude to people that have helped you. That's a big one. That's a big one. It wasn't very long ago that I sent a note of gratitude to a high school teacher. Now, I've been out of high school a hot minute. Like 28 years, hot minute. But that woman changed my life. And I was thinking about the fact that I've probably never really expressed that to her. So I sent her a note on Facebook. I don't know that she ever got it. I can't see that she's super active on Facebook, but it was the only way I had of really contacting her. So I sent it through Facebook. So I don't know if she got it or not, but it felt good to me to go, hey, you know what, Mrs. Hawks? You changed my life. You're the reason I went into my first profession, which was home economics education. I loved her. I loved her. It's never too late, right? But a few notes of gratitude to people that have helped you along the way feels amazing. You know, Tay, you're right. Tay said, there's something super refreshing about organizing a bedroom and moving furniture around. Agreed. Agreed. There is. I feel like that about the living room, too. I don't do it often enough because my house, I don't know, a lot of us probably have a house like this that, like, there's only about one way that all your shit's going to fit in there. But I agree with you entirely. Sid said, it's annoying that video creators feel obligated to anticipate haters by giving disclaimers, pre-explaining their opinions, all this CYA, and they still get the haters. Yeah, for sure. You definitely have to get a thick skin. With this work, I am fine. I never get a negative comment. If I did, I'd just have to move on from it, you know. But over in the true crime world, whoo. We've had quite a bit. Christy and I managed to piss off the girlfriend, fiance apparently, of a serial killer. And she stalked us and harassed us for about 6 months. It was something else. She's not the only one. But anyway, that's the one that really sticks in my head. Like, why? Why are you the girlfriend of a serial killer? She lived on the other side of the country. We didn't feel unsafe. But yeah, we have attracted some wild business over in the true crime world, without a doubt. But here in the psychic world, like, my videos go up on YouTube every single week. I absolutely never, never experience hate like that. Ever. I'm glad. Hey, JR. Yeah. Right. She is the fiance of a serial killer, so maybe look inward. Well, I kind of think she went to prison from her TikTok, because TikTok was one of the places she gave us a lot of trouble. And so I had looked at her TikTok, and I kind of suspect she went to prison because we just completely quit hearing from her. And that's kind of what I think happened. But I don't know. Yep. Sid said, I'm very familiar with the one-way house arrangement. In fact, I always like to line up the furniture legs right back on top of the carpet impressions. Sure. Tight fit in those rooms. Oh, I know. Me too. Yeah. Anyway, there we go. The energy exercise from Christy this week is the calm mind, because clearly we are going to need it. Of course, there's all kinds of stuff going on over in True Crime Squad, so you can check that out if you are so guided. The goddess Abundantia, that's who Anita brings us this week. Of course, she is a great goddess to call forward at Thanksgiving. Her name means plenty or overflowing riches. She's well known for success in financial endeavors. Absolutely. Read what Anita has to say about her and learn how to connect with her yourself. And that is Luminous. So hopefully you find some gems in there. And as always, if you see something that you love, be sure that you let the creator know. It's always nice to learn that your works are working out for you, that somebody's benefiting from them. She's a devoted wife, right? Totally. Oh, gosh. People are wild. You know, in my state, you guys have probably heard, we've talked about it before, but there was the murders of the four college students up in northern Idaho last year, the Idaho Four. And a man named Brian Koberger has been charged with those crimes. He was a college, he was at an adjacent college in Washington. He was working on his PhD in criminology. And ironically, At any rate, since he was arrested, there are multiple women making videos on the internet claiming that he is their soulmate, that they love him, that they want to marry him. Like, he's never met any of these women. They only know about him because of what the crimes that he's charged with. And these fools all want to marry him. What? What? I don't get it. I will never understand the women who want to marry people in prison for horrific crimes. What is wrong with you in your head? Like, what is wrong in your world that this is something that that you think you want to do? I don't know. I will never understand it. But here we are. I noticed a few of you guys had reading requests. I am happy to get to those. I didn't really have a huge plan for the show today. I thought we'd just kind of go with it and see what everybody's working on, what you need. Tiffany said, I would love insight if Dr. Murphy is accurate in his diagnosis. I am going to the guy that he referred me to. Tiffany, I feel like he's somewhat accurate. I feel like the guy's going to have a little different take on this, a little bit different information, but he's in the ballpark, yes. Yeah. Laurie said, so much crazy energy lately. People are just not okay. Okay, Laurie, I have to just sing your praises here for a minute or help share your big news. But she has been in a competition of sorts. It's a breast cancer awareness research fundraiser, but it is called Fab Over 40, and women in lots of different categories were competing against each other to get to win, and it's a significant cash prize. And if you don't know, Laurie is completely Fab Over 40. Like, holy shit. Her physicality is unbelievable, and she has made it to, is this the finals? I think it's the finals. I've been voting. I've been trying to follow it. At any rate, you are more than welcome to put up a link if you'd like to, so that everybody can run over and give you a vote today. But she's fighting in there good. So we're here for you, girl. I'm excited for you. I can't wait to see what happens here. So. Keep going. Let us know. Oh, this is the quarterfinals. Okay. Yes. All right. So you got to vote. I'll put up a link. I found it. So if you guys would all just for fun run over there and vote for her, that would be amazing. It is a fundraiser, so you can pay to, you know, like add more votes, but there is a free vote once a day. And so you can just do that just to help support her. So good job on you. Okay. Sorry, reading through the chat room. That makes for some boring radio. Kind of forgot where I was. Thank you, Jane. Jane said, listening, just popping in to say I'm grateful for you and your family, sharing your lives with us via the ethers, holding you and yours in good vibes for the safe return of Paul. So sorry to hear. Thank you, Jane. And happy Turkey Day to you, too. I saw on Facebook you were arranging somewhere to go for Thanksgiving to have some fun. I hope you have a blast. Okay, Jessica, would love to know if my grandmother or guides have a message for me, anything I need to be aware of. Well, let's dial in. Love, Grandma. She called herself a busybody, which really made me laugh. And I kind of went, I think I'm familiar with this term, but I don't know if I understand what her meaning by it. So I asked her And she said, it's because she called herself that because she's always snooping around in everybody else's lives. You know, because she's helping out. She's spunky and funny. I love her. So she said she's your little busybody grandma. All right, fine. Let's ask her what she wants you to know. She just adores you, Jessica. And she says that you're doing better than you give yourself credit for. She said that you've come a long ways in that, but that you tend to be your own harshest critic and hardest on yourself. And she said if she could give you anything, she would take some of that away because she feels like it's so undeserved. She's also said that you've always been wise beyond your years. And that, like, when you were a kid, you'd be the one that was like, guys, I don't think we should be doing this, you know, or, you know, things like that. You were typically the mom of the group, but you've been like that. And as an adult, you kind of still are. And she said sometimes that's made it hard for you to let your hair down and have fun as well. But she just wants you to be able to have fun and not hold yourself at such a high standard that you are miserable, you know, or make yourself unhappy over things that aren't that big of a deal. So she's hanging out with you. What a sweetheart. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Laura, we'll keep an eye on it and keep trying to vote every day. Absolutely. Okay. Sid said, please ask Patchouli why she spins to the left when eating. Mealtime has become like gymnastics. She dives into the bowl, being held, acting like she can't see or smell it. Okay, let's tune into her. Her depth perception's not very good. This has to do with sight and depth perception, Sid. And just the excitement of eating. Yeah. So I asked her to please cool it a little bit, that you'll guide her happily, you know, into her dish, that she can calm down a little bit here. But really, it's I think more than anything, it's depth perception. She hasn't got great depth perception, particularly when she puts her head down and looks down. Huh. Yeah. Wild girl. What a doll. Tay said, I'd love a little insight on my job search. It's so difficult. Still no luck. And I'm getting discouraged that I won't find anything for a while. And suspect that's true. No worries if not. Okay. Well, let's take a look. Actually, Tay, let's throw some cards. Maybe we can get a little bit wider perspective. While we're doing that, I'm going to tell you that it looks to me like February. So that is not quick, I know. But I feel like if you can, and maybe you can find an interim, you know, around the holidays, a lot of businesses are hiring just some extra folks. And, you know, maybe that's an option for you. Maybe it's not. But I feel like if it's really pressing to get income going right now, you can find something temporary. Particularly if you talk to a temp agency, but as far as something like pays you what you deserve and what you really want to do, I don't really see that coming forward till about February. And I'm sorry that it's gotten to be so hard. That sucks. It's so hard on the old confidence applying for jobs, especially because now it is all online. It is so completely impersonal. There's rarely someone to just talk to, you know. I was amazed with Mars. Of course, she's living in a really small town, but she moved there to be the assistant softball coach, but that doesn't pay enough. to be her whole job. So she needed something else as well. And this is how it happened. One of the other coaches said, go over to this store. My friends own it, and I know that they really need some help, and I told them that you're coming. So she walks in and says, hey, Coach Tate sent me over here. And they were like, oh, yeah, great, perfect. When can you start? And that was it. So this girl starts a job working for these people, and it's been great. doesn't even ask them how much they're going to pay her. And has already worked like 30 hours when I'm like, how much are they going to pay you? And she's like, I don't know. I didn't ask. Oh, what? Can you imagine accepting a job and working there for a week and not even knowing what you're going to make? She did not know how much her pay was going to be until she got her first paycheck. Can you believe that? Oh my gosh. To be young, right? But she got the first paycheck and she was like, okay, I can live with this. It was a couple dollars more an hour than she thought it would be. And then the second paycheck was 50 cents more than that. So she's not sure if she got a raise or if they forgot what they are paying her, or she's not really sure. But but anyway, this place, they also buy lunch every day. You have two options for lunch. You can sign out for an hour and go home. Or you can stay on the clock and they will purchase your lunch and you can just take a quick break to eat. Can you believe that? So of course she goes with the option where they buy her lunch. And we're not talking McDonald's. This is a little town. They're friends with all the other, you know, restaurateurs or business owners there. So they order lunch from some different friend every day. And frequently she has enough leftovers that she takes it home and eats it for dinner. This is the wildest. It's like stepping back 30 years in time to a job when things were so different. But at any rate, except for the pay, they're paying her quite well. But at any rate, could you imagine? I'm still dead about that. Just taking a job and working, not even having any idea what they're going to pay you. Good thing it didn't suck, right? Okay. Anyway, she also didn't even apply. She just walked in and started working. Anyway. So maybe we all need to move to tiny towns and step back 30 years. But I know, long story short, Tay, I know how disheartening that can be. Because when you're just applying online, you're not really talking to humans. It gets hard to sell yourself. The two cards I pulled, I think, are really interesting. The universe. This card always indicates that the field is wide open. That there are possibilities, that there are things that you can do, things that will come through. So that's an encouragement. The other one is the third eye card. To trust your intuition here, as you're applying for things, if it feels like something you don't want, don't apply for it just because, you know? Still watch for things you want. Again, February is what comes through really strong for me. So if there's an immediate need for money, maybe look for something temp in the meantime and keep looking for the thing you really want. But that's what I'm seeing. So, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Sid said on Patchouli, she said she suspected it was her eyes. Eating time is when she turns wild and crazy, right? Yes. Yeah, the only time of day she's high energy, and all along I have to hold her bowl up because with her head down, she has drainage and stuff. Yeah. Oh my goodness. What a wild girl. Tay said, sounds right. Thank you. Regardless, I do have a temporary thing that isn't ideal, but yes, the right thing hopefully happening soon. I will hold space with you that comes through soon and that it's awesome. Yeah. All right. And Jacqueline, probably last thing. Why does Honey, a dog, her daughter's dog, bark at every little noise? She's a German Shepherd, Siberian Husky mix. That's why. Oh, gosh. That is a breed, man. I'll bet that is a hell of a dog. All right. Let's tune into Miss Honey. It's because of her, she has assumed the role of protector over your daughter and your grandson, and she's doing her work. And so she's on high alert all the time. I'm just going to ask her to just tone it down with the vocals. I'm just showing her that it creates some nervousness and some tension in her people. I'm also showing her that just standing alert, or even just, traveling to the noise without doing a lot of barking would still alert your daughter that she's picking up on something without giving, without having to sound the alarm, to see if we can help her to do that without having to vocalize everything. Oh boy, she is devoted, man. Devoted to both of them. Yeah. Yeah. Jane said, I recall the days of just knowing that I needed a job and not really being concerned by my base pay, right? To be young and free. She also had no idea how much she was going to make as a softball coach. She'd already taken the job and worked for close to a month before she received her first paycheck and didn't know what that would be either. Agreed. How nice. But I do love it that everybody's, rallied around her and taking good care of her. I suspect she's just going to be one of those people that kind of walks into one good situation after another. She just has that energy. All righty. Well, we've done it. We have talked down to the end of the show. I will be back next week. Same place, same time. I appreciate you guys a lot. Thanks so much for being here. All of my gratitude to you for being a part of my world and a part of my path. I appreciate you all immensely. And I hope that you have an excellent Thanksgiving if you celebrate. And if not, I hope you have an excellent week. Remember that tensions seem to be a little high. You're not going to win that internet fight. Don't even go into it. Or frankly, the Thanksgiving Day table fight. Refer back to that SNL skit from a few years ago with the Adele song. Hello. That was bad. Hello. That's bad too. It's me. That was all bad. But you know what I mean. Go find that skit. Then you'll know what to do about Thanksgiving. All right, guys. Thanks so much for being here. This has been the Katie Weaver Show here on 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world.